As we're preparing to head into Shabbos Chazon, into Tisha B'Av, into a day of mourning and Avelus, I want to share a thought about the kinos and about the job that we have on Tisha B'Av that hopefully propels us forward after Tisha B'Av. In the 24th kino, we say on Tisha B'Av morning, we say the words Al Churban Beis Hamikdash Kehuras V'Chehudash. On the Churban, on the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash that was torn down and was trampled. But these words don't seem to make any sense. Explains Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, Dayan Abramsky, who was imprisoned in the Soviet prison and eventually lobbied out by the community in Great Britain, of which he served as the Dayan in the London Beis Din in the 1940s, the 1950s, coming to Israel and taught in Beit Vegan for many years, passed away in the 1970s, whose life's work was called the Chazon Yecheskel. And he says, these words don't make any sense. We should say, Al Beis Hamikdash Kehuras V'Chehudash, on the temple that was torn down and was destroyed. Why would I say Al Churban Beis Hamikdash? Churban means destruction. Al Churban Beis Hamikdash Kehuras V'Chehudash, on the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash that was torn down and destroyed, doesn't make any sense. That's the question of Yecheskel Abramsky. And the answer he offers, I believe, really gets to what our job is over in Tisha B'Av. What the goal should be in our hearts, in our minds, in our emotions. He explains, the phrase is meant because it's not just the Churban that was trampled. Yes, that is part, of course, of Tisha B'Av. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that it came down, that the fact that the Shekhinah went into hiding, and that is an aspect of Tisha B'Av, of course. But what's even worse in certain ways is that the Churban Beis HaMikdash is Kehuras V'Chehudash. Not just that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but that we don't sufficiently remember the Churban. That it's become blurred, it's become dimmed, that it's ancient history. And not only the Churban, but certain events that have become neglected, that the memory of those events, the meaning of those events, have been blurred and have been dimmed. How crucial it is in today's society when we have survivors. How crucial it is, more than it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, for a survivor to tell a story, because that Churban Beis HaMikdash Kehuras V'Chehudash, even the memory of those events is becoming dimmed. And that's really what the goal is of Tisha B'Av. The goal of Tisha B'Av is not just to mourn, but it's to remember those events that have happened to us, whether it's the Beis HaMikdash, and whether that's a persecution, a pogrom, a Shoah, crusades, but these events that have happened, in which we have to remember the events, remember how we ended up in those places, and how do we grow, and how do we get better. As Rabbi Akiva does in that famous story in the Gemara in Makos, when everybody's crying and he's laughing, and he says that those two prophecies of Uri and Zechariah, that they're Tullah, he says. Tullah means not just that, well, one happened, the prophecy happened, so I know the good prophecy will happen. Rabbi Akiva's point is that because the bad prophecy, because we looked into tragedy, in the eye of tragedy, and we studied it, and we learned from it, and we grew from it, then I know that the better prophecy will come true. Then I'm assured of Geula. When we make sure that the Churban Beis HaMikdash is not Kehuras V'Chehudash, when we ensure that we look into these events on Tisha B'Av, and we take a day of serious introspection, of serious, not just mourning, but understanding, then we can say, after Tisha B'Av, now we know Geula. That's why we end Tisha B'Av with Nechama. We have, the Rama says we end the Kinos morning with a little bit of Nechama, because we know because we spent it properly. We know we will achieve, we will merit that Geula.